After Perikov test, let's start again from Pasuk Yud Aleph. Just to run through these two psukim very quickly. Pasuk Yud Aleph Atihi Lochem in Perikov test, Pasuk Yud Aleph Atihi Lochem Chozus Hakol. Yishai is criticizing the people of his time that the words of the Navi, Chozus means a vision. And it refers here to the prophecy that he and his colleagues were trying to give over, the words of Musa, that he was trying to give over to the people, Chazus HaKol, the vision of everything. It's a very interesting way to describe prophecy. Chazus HaKol, Ki Divrei HaSefer HaChosum, and you, when you hear my words, your reaction is, it doesn't make any sense. And there's truth to it. As we know, we learn the Pesukim in Yeshayah, we learn the Pesukim in the Nevi'im, they are very difficult. And it's not something which can be explained at face value. It requires interpretation. It requires a lot of work to decipher the exact meaning of the words of the Navi. And his criticism here is, you're not willing to go through the effort to uncover, to understand the deeper meaning in the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So V'ati Lechem Chazus HaKol, the words of prophecy, which are described with this very beautiful term, Chazus HaKol, the vision of everything. That's what prophecy is. The prophet sees everything from the beginning of time, the big picture, from the beginning of time to the end of time. It's a very unique look at the world from the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem has given to the prophet. Kidivrei, when you hear these words, it's nothing more than a book which doesn't make any sense. Kidivrei has sefer hechosum, like a book which is sealed. Hechosum does not literally mean it's sealed with lock and key, where it's wrapped up in a plastic and wrapped up in some type of a lock or some type of lock. It means it's the words are hidden. The words are difficult to understand. Asha Yitnu, it's as if it has been delivered. Also, this book has been given El Yodea Sefer Lemar, to a person who knows how to read. There are people, there's much discussion, what was the literacy at the time of the Nevi'im, or in ancient times? Was it that the Hamoinam, they were literate? Or there are opinions that say, no, only the elite, only unique individuals knew how to read and to study, but the Hamonam did not have a formal education, they did not even know how to read. So here it says, it's as if you've given this book to a person who knows how to read. We're dealing with you with a person that does know how to read, El Yodea Sefer, to a person that knows how to read, Lemar Kronoze, read this book. The Omar, he says, Lochal, I've read it, I see what it says, but I cannot pay attention to the words, the Musa, because Ki Chosumhu, it doesn't make any sense. And the truth is, it does make sense, but you have to exert yourself to uncover the deeper meaning of the words, and then there will be great meaning. And then he goes further. And now, this Pasuk Yalef is true with regard to words of prophecy, which indeed are hidden, which are difficult and require work to decipher. But there are words of prophecy which are simple, which are clear as day, explicit. It's nothing that requires effort. With regard to those words of prophecy, comes Pasuk Yud Beis. It's also as if Vinitan HaSefer Al Asher Lo Yoda Sefer Lema, to a person that does not know how to read. So this expression, Lo Yoda Sefer, means he does not know how to deal, does not know what a Sefer is. He does not have an education, he's not literate. Lemar, and you give a book to a person that does not know how to read, saying, Kura no ze, please read this, the Omar, and he responds, Lo Yodati Sefer, I don't know how to read. So what is this pasuk? This pasuk is a little bit difficult, the previous pasuk. But the answer is, this pasuk is this is where the Mitzvah learns, is dealing with words of prophecy which are explicit, which are simple, and all you have to do is read what it says, and there's a message. And you know Hashem is speaking directly to you, so you're doing this and this sin, stop doing this sin, and you'll be okay, you'll survive, you'll be blessed. I'm sorry, I don't know how to read. I don't know how to read, and therefore don't bother me. Yeah.
Can we try to translate this pasuk with the word Yodea to comprehend? In other words, person who comprehends and says, his job should be Kirah to read it to the people who don't comprehend.
To read it to the people, Kirah?
In other words, try to translate Yodei as comprehend rather than the ability to read.
And then his job will be to instruct others.
Right.
Okay, that's a different approach. It's an interesting idea. Okay, I'm not saying no, but there are many, many interpretations. That's a possibility, perhaps. But I want to give you over just a simple interpretation of these two things are difficult because it seems like there's a contradiction. First, it says, I'm giving you words of prophecy, and the recipient of the book says, I've read it, and it doesn't make any sense. The second pasuk says, I'm sorry, I don't know how to read. I don't comprehend what it says. I don't comprehend. Or even really similar, I don't know how to read. How do we reconcile these two pasukim? The answer is, the first pasuk is dealing with words of prophecy which indeed are concealed, which on the surface do not make sense. But these are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know, you read Parashas Hazinu. It's not so easy. Even if you read a Shira, we say every day the Shira. If you don't study the Rashi, you don't study the Mefarshim, it's very difficult to understand the Pshuta Shul Mikra. So that is the first Pasuk. The first Pasuk, Morning of Hashem. That's the first Pasuk. The first Pasuk is referring to the words of prophecy which are indeed difficult. And the person responds, yes, I know how to read, I've read it, but it doesn't make any sense. I'm not willing to exert myself to go to a teacher to learn the deeper meaning. The second pasuk deals with simple words. Bereshis bara Elokim es hashamayim v'es haaretz lo sigzol, lo tinof, anochi Hashem elokecha. Simple words. I'm sorry, I don't know how to read. Because if I knew how to read, I wouldn't have an excuse to say that it doesn't make sense. It does make sense. So that's the second pasuk. Okay, pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayom Hashem. Pasuk Yud Gimel. And this is a very famous pasuk. Hashem says, Yan, because, he's about to say, the reason why the Jewish people are going to suffer enormous punishment, the punishment is mentioned in the next pasuk Yud Aleph. You have to read the pasukim together. Yan, the reason why you're going to suffer the punishment that's mentioned in pasuk Yud Aleph is because, Ki nigash ha'om hazeh. These people, the Jewish, they have come close to me. They have embraced me. They have come close, but it's only been lip service. Befiv with their mouth, uvis fosof and their lips. Their mouth and their lips, they indeed kibduni, they have honored me. However, v'libo rochak mimeni. It's insincere. They pledge and they daven and they learn, but they are, if their heart is at a distance from me, they are not sincere. Vatihi yirasam osi, the fear. It's very interesting. The focus, the thrust is yirashamayim. Everything always comes back to the fear of Hashem. Reishis chokma yiras Hashem. Lahanche lo'oihava yesh. To bequeath to my beloved yesh something. What's yesh? The Mefarshim tells us yesh is Rosh Tevos. Yira Shamayim. Bisvasav Liba Rachmanim Vitihi Yirasam Osi, the fear the Jewish people express for me is nothing more than mitzvas anoshim milumoda. It are the commandments of man that they have been accustomed to. Accustomed to, it's just done out of rote, out of habit. It's not done with any thought at all. Rav Schwab, he has many pages. If you have time, it's kedai to read it. He has a whole section describing Musa that he attributes to this pasuk. But one thing that really struck me, very, very, one line, he says, people, they put on their tefillin, the same amount of thought they put into putting on their tie as how much thought they think is they put into putting on their tefillin. You put on your tie, you put on your tefillin. It's scary.
No.
It's scary, what? It's not scary. Okay, but it's something, that's what the pasuk says. That he see mitzvahs anashim milu moda. A person has to think what he does. I once heard about Shuva. He said, if I don't come early enough to davening to say with kavana the l'shem yichud for tzillin, it wasn't even kedai to come and daven. How many people say L'shem Yichud for tefillin? Very, very few. And he says the whole meaning of davening is I should put on the tefillin and come to davening with kavana, with Yerushalayim. I wake up a little late, I come on time. I'm there on time. I'm even there early, but I just don't have the time to properly sit down and say the L'shem Yichud. It's not the same davening. It's just mitzvahs, anashim milimuda. It's just rote. It's lip service. It's without kavana. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is giving very powerful musa. He's saying, because of that, Lochein, what then is the Yan? That was in Pasuk Yudim, Yan. Yan now continues with the word Lochein in Pasuk Yudalit. Lochein, therefore, Hinni Yosef Lahafli Esam Hazeh, I will continue to punish. Lahafli means wonder, to perform wonders. But in this context, it means a wonder of raw, of evil, of punishment. We may have learned before that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will do strange things. His work will be strange. His actions will be strange. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish us l'chas v'shalom l'mala miderech hateva. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saved us in time of Mitzrayim with Sancheriv and all the various miracles with Nisim and Niflos l'mala miderech hateva. He punished our enemies. Chas v'shalom l'fanat v'zim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can punish us l'mala miderech hateva and give the enemies that supernatural strength. And that's what it says over here, l'hafli asam hazeh, to do wondrous things of harm to this people. And then it says here two words which go together, hafle v'fela, two words which means a wonder within a wonder, or wonder upon a wonder. Not just a pella, double, compounded. The of the, what is the terrible punishment? The of the chokhmas chachamav, the wisdom of the wise men will be lost. Uvinas nevonav, the understanding of those that are discerning, tistatar will be destroyed, will be demolished. Tistatar means to be demolished, it means to be ruined, it means to be hidden. Different, it's a hard word to translate, and I'm not exactly sure the exact translation. Tistatar, it means it will be demolished, it will cease to exist. I saw different mepharshim, some interpret this to mean that the chokhmas chachamah refers to the men, the chachamim, and uvinas nivonah refers to the women. As we learned on Friday, vayivenes atzela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave women bina yisera. It's part of the success, the great success of Klal Yisrael, the smart women. They are advisors, and they are the enablers, and their insight contributes to a very great degree, if not even a larger degree than men, to the success of Klal Yisrael, Bina Yisera. And part of the churban of mitzvahs anoshim limuda is the chokhmas chachomav, the men will become foolish, and the women will become foolish. Uvinas nivonav, that's a reference to the women, the repetition, that when you make the wrong decisions in life, from there it all goes downhill. Now there's a very powerful Rashi. Rashi, let's read the Rashi inside Pasuk Yudalit. Rashi Pasuk Yudal, Hu Asher Yosef Lahafli Pella, this that I will continue Yosef to bring wondrous punishment, Vinosaf Al Pella, it will be added to the previous wonders of punishment. Kisui Al Kisui, this means there will be Hester, Padma Kondashrok, will conceal himself from us. Otem Al Otem, Otem means not to listen. Hashem will Kaviyachol close his ears, will not listen to our prayers. Umahu hapela, mahu hafle vafela. What exactly is the nature of this wondrous punishment? So that's the part the pasuk says. Rashi is just bringing this out. This is the avda chokhmas chachamav. It is the loss of chokhma. And Rashi goes on. Kosha silukam shel chachma Yisrael. The loss of chacham. If you live in a generation where there are no wise men, there are no Talmidei Chachamim, that is more difficult, that is more tragic. Kiflayim kichurban Beis HaMikdash. Double the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, but you have living among you Chachamim, Talmidei Chachamim, okay, it's a horrible thing. The Shechin is not resting, but we have Chachamim. But not to have Chachamim is double as worse, double tragedy. The Chol Kilolo Shevinish Vimush Mitara. It's double the clawless, all the clothes of Mishnah Torah, the Teich and Parash Kisavo. Why? Shekulon Einam Ela Hafla Achas. Because all the clawless of Mishnah Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, is only described with the word Pella once. The Hifla, what's the Pasik? The Pasik, the most, the scary Pasik of the Teichach of the Hifla, Hashem Esma Koscha. Hashem will make wondrous your wounds, your inflictions, only one expression, the kan, but here in the Yeshai Perikov test, a punishment for mitzvahs. Anoshe milimuda, it's half levafel. It's a double punishment. The kan shtei plus a double degree of punishment. It's interesting that when I was in yeshiva, there was a rabbi I had. He always had these very interesting expressions. When something was he liked him, he would say ah kafta v'ferach. Like that's one of the descriptions of the menorah, a petal, a kafta, and a perach. Different. All these like very funny expressions. That every time something would happen, he would say, I never heard these expressions before. It was new to me. All these expressions. I don't remember much of the Torah, the Shiurim, I don't remember. I remember something, but he always would say, oh, halfway of a fella. That rubbed off on me. I also say that many times. Halfway of a fella, wow. Amazing. You know, unbelievable. So, it's a beautiful expression, but unfortunately, after learning this, it's used for the bad. It's not in its context, halfway of a fella means punishment. It means not just punishment, it means an awesome punishment. Okay, but there are many psukim in Tanakh which are borrowed and are used for different expressions. So it means wow, unbelievable, amazing, never saw or heard such a thing. But at least we should be aware that in this, I think people do say this expression, you do hear it here and there, but we have to be aware that where it comes from this sin of mitzvahs anoshim limuda, and it is using to describe the wondrous punishment. I saw a very beautiful idea from Rav David Cohn in his Sefer Ohel David. He says, why is it that the punishment is expressed with these two words, haflev ofela? Why these two words? So he says, because this is directly parallel to the pasuk before, ki nigash ha'om hazeh b'fiv uvisvasav, ki nigash ha'om hazeh b'fiv uvisvasav kibduni, they have honored me with their piv and their lips, but their heart rochak mimeni. So he explains that in the Torah, in Parshas Nozir, by Parshas Nedarim, when the Torah describes, what is the expression the Torah used to describe a person uttering, speaking, and coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with vow? Ish kiyafli lindar neder nozir lahazir lahashem. And what is kiyafli? Yah is a very difficult word to translate. There are many translations in the Rishonim, the Parshanim, what it means. But the simplest interpretation is he utters. He expresses himself. What do you say?
I said out loud.
Out loud. You express yourself. You speak. Ish kiyafli. And the way it's used in the Torah, in this simple translation, you express yourself to come close to Hashem by deciding to become a Nazir or by wanting to give a vow. That's how it's used. You're coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it's Mida Keneged Mida. What's the sin? The sin is here, B'nai Yisrael, they're using their mouth. They're expressing, they're giving honor to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it's insincere. They make believe that they're on the Madrego, Ish Kiafli, Lindor, Neder, Nozer, Lazer, Hashem. And two expressions, Befiv Uvisvasav. Therefore, being that you make believe, you're fakers, you're just a bunch of fakers, Mida Keneged Mida, the punishment is going to be with those same words. Haflev Ofela, don't make believe with your pair, don't be insincere. It's a very beautiful, it's a powerful idea how he ties together Ish Kiafli with Mida Keneged Mida. What?
But Zema, you have
Kel Mistatar. Kel Mistatar, so whatever, that's the meaning of the Zema. What does it mean exactly?
It doesn't have to do with
Seser. To hide, Tistatar, be concealed. Tistatar, Hashem is in concealment. So Vinas Nivainov Tistatar would then mean that it's hidden. The Chochmah of the Chochmah of the wise men, the Jewish, the women, that is hidden, it's lost from us, it's beyond us. Okay, Pasuk Tezvav, now he describes another terrible sin. Hoy wo ha-ma'amikim me-Hashem, those that deepen themselves, they distance themselves in the depths. Min ha-ma'amakim, from the depths. Here means to go far, far away from Kadosh Baruch Hu by sitting below ground, me-Hashem, la-stir etzah, to conceal etzah. Etzah here means the counsel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is called Eitzah. Torah is the ultimate counsel. Eitzah is a plan. Utsu Eitzah Visufar. They plan an elaborate scheme and it's a null. That's the positive that we have. That's also in Yeshaya. But here it means lastir eitzah. They conceal themselves. Let's see over the mitzvah. Right, the mitzvah pasuk says vav hoy hamamikim mehashem amru hanavi yesh lehis. I want to complain al amon people achoshim lahastir atzasa mehashem. Okay, so he learns different now. Their counsel atzasa mehashem. So he learns the word Eitzah means their own thoughts. Okay, there are different interpretations, but the Mitzvah very simply means that woe to the people that think Lastir Eitzah, their counsel, their plans, their thoughts are concealed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they are deeply concealed. They are buried very, very deep below the ground, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no knowledge to what they're doing. The Hoya, and it is, it was, or they think that it can be, b'machshoch ma'aseihem, like their deeds are done in darkness. No one knows what they are doing, they can sin in concealment. Vayomru, and they say, mi ro'enu mi yode'enu, woe to these foolish people that think that who sees us and who knows what we're doing. This one of the 13 principles of the Animamim. Animamim, Mishlema, Shabarik, Shabarik, Shmo, Yodea, Kol, Mach, Shavayis, Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all of man's thoughts. V'chol Yetzah, Mach, Shavayis, Mach, Shavayis, one, when you read the exact words in the Animamim, after davening, ani mamin be'emuna shleima she'abor yisprach shmo yodea kol ma'asei v'nei adam v'chol machshavosam. Hashem knows all of man's thoughts. Shenemar hayotzer yachad libam. Hashem creates all their hearts together. Hameivin el kol ma'aseihem. So this really is the makar for this pasuk. I mean, there, we have the makar is given in the ani mamin, but also is clearly expressed this pasuk, woe to whom the thing comes from does not know. And now he elaborates. Now, by the way, this pasuk is also recorded as one of the sources why a ganav pays kefel. A ganav, we know the difference between a ganav and a gazlan. A ganav steals in secret. A gazlan steals in the open. A gazlan just pays when he's caught, he just pays what he has stolen. But a ganav who steals secretly in the middle of the night when no one is watching, if he is caught, he has to pay double. Why does he have to pay double? Because his sin is greater. He thinks he's only afraid of man, and he's not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He believes HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see what he does, but man sees. He gives more credit to man than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he violates what it says here in this pasuk, Hama'amakama'a mikim me'ashem lastir eitzah. He hides his plans v'hoya b'machshach ma'asehem. And he does his deeds in darkness. Woe to these people. They're worse than the ordinary person. And therefore, that's why the Torah punished that person with kefil. That's what it says in the Gemara and in the Medrash. I believe in the Medrash as well. Now the Pasuk elaborates this in more detail. Hafkichem. Yeshaya says, you are people who have turned everything upside down, inside out. What does it mean? Let's give just Hagdama. We know we say on Yom HaKippurim, we are Kichoymer B'yad HaYotzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Yotzer. He is the creator. And we are the clay. We are the pottery. In the hand of the potter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, man came from earth. Afar min ho'adama. We're nothing more than clay, water, and earth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has formed us. The potter, when he forms a utensil, he can create any shape, any size he wants. Large, small, thick, thin, and it's his decision. The material, the chomer, the matter, has no choice in the outcome of the form that it takes. Yet, the way we live in this world, it's as if the pot, the object, the material says, we created ourselves, and the creator, the Yotzer, the potter, doesn't even know about us. Didn't create us, doesn't know what he did. We deny the existence of the creator. That's what the pasuk here says. Hafkichem. Your conduct indicates that you have turned everything upside down, inside out. That's what the word hafkichem means. Bloshna foch, the Mitzvah says, inside out, up Ratzolaymar, hafoch hayosha, the opposite of what is correct. Now, what does that mean? Now, there are different ways to translate the next four words. I'm going to translate it according to Rashi, not the Mitzudos, as a question. The Mitzudos learns it as a statement. The Rashi learns it as a question. Im kichoymer hayotzer yechoshev? Question mark. And according to this temptation, we have to read the words yechoshev. It's not easy to translate. Take the word yechoshev and connect it to the word kichoymer. Does the chomer, does the matter think? Okay, take the word chomer, yechoshev together. Does the chomer think that it's the creator? Does the matter, the clay, think that it has the intellect of the potter? It's nonsense. It's stupidity. Insanity. But that's the way we live in this world. We're the pottery, and we think we have the intellect. We're the ones who make the decisions in this world. We're nothing more than a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nonsense. And now the Pasuk elaborates. Okay, that's according to Rashi. I like that Rashi. It's a question. It's a punchy question which leads into the next part of the Pasuk. According to the Mitzudos, it's a statement. The statement is, this leads into the Pasuk. Im kichomer hayotzei yichoshev, you are nothing more. You are nothing more. No, let's leave it. It's a little bit difficult. So let's leave it where I had with Rashi for now. Im kichomer hayotzer yechashev, does the matter think that he is on the same level as the yotzer? To the degree, let's go further, to the degree that the matter has the azus honin to say, kiyomar ma'aseh le'oseihu, the action says to the one that acts, lo osoni, you have not made me, you have not done anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu has taken action, he has formed a human being, but the creature says, you have done nothing. The yetzer, an object that has been formed, is repetition, the same idea, just different words. Instead of the word of a maaseh, here we have the word of a yetzer. The yetzer, the object that has been formed, does it have the audacity to say to the yotzer, to the creator, Omar liyotzro, lo, hevin, you don't know what you're doing. You had no thought. There was no thought that went into creating me. It's foolishness, nonsense. But that's yet what we do. That's the way we live in this world. We can deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we, the object of creation, speak with this chutzpah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halei oid me'at mizar. Now Yeshaya says, but don't worry, even though at this point in time, now this is very common in the words of Yeshaya. He goes from one extreme to the other. He's describing here the terrible state of affairs, where the Jewish people, they have sunk to a low level. Terrible things. Mitzvahs anashim limuda. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish them with half leva fella. And the people are in a state of denial. They deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They think they're greater than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But don't worry, the day will come when you'll wake up and you'll realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. And the wicked people who now at this point in time are mighty and powerful, and they're compared to the Levon. Levon means the mighty trees of the Lebanon. Big, massive trees which represent the wicked. In this passage, the Mashal, the wicked in Galus, the Carmel is an orchard. It's an orchard. They don't have big, the trees are not impressive. It's not very overwhelming, but there's beautiful fruit. And there's not that much fruit, just a small amount of it, because there's too much fruit in one place, it doesn't grow well. The fruit needs it's a proper environment, it's small, it's simple, it's humble, but the day will come when the Carmel, the tzaddikim, which are symbolic of the Carmel, will be transformed into the Levonon, into the mighty, powerful people of the world. They will be given prominence and honor and recognition, and the Carmel, Layar, the Rishon, will be reduced to nothing, they will be reduced to insignificant people that will resemble what the Carmel used to be. That's the Mashal given over here. Ode, Ohalo, is it not? Ode, Me'at, Mizar, two words which mean the same thing. Me'at, Mizar, Me'at means a small amount, Mizar means a small amount, two words together, same idea. In a small amount of time, before you blink, it will happen. Vishav, Levanon, La Carmel, the wicked, the arrogant, which are compared to Levanon, will be reduced to the Carmel, to the orchard, which is represents something very small and insignificant, Ve'ha-Karmel, and the tzaddikim in the Golus, which are few and far in between, which resemble the Carmel, La'yar Yechashev, will become numerous and popular like a forest, and they'll become great, they'll be considered. V'sh'amu v'yamahu ha-cherishim divrei sefer. So now he goes back, this parallels that being in the past, you refused to listen to the words of Musa. And when Musa was given to the Bnei Yisrael, they would say either this book doesn't make any sense. And if it did make sense, they would say, I'm sorry, we don't know how to read. That excuse and that approach will be come to an end. The Shamu Vayamahu on that day when Mashiach comes and when the Tzaddikim do tshuva and the world is transformed into the way it should be, the Shamu Vayamahu HaCherishim, the people who are deaf, people who refuse to listen, they'll finally listen to the Divrei Sefer. They'll listen to what it says in the book, what it says in the words of the prophecy, the words of the Torah, Ume Ofel, Ume Choshech, two words which mean the same thing, from darkness, Einei Ivrim Tirena, the blind eyes will come to see the truth. They'll see the light and the words of Torah. Pasuk Yutes, V'yasfu Anavim Hashem Simcha, the humble, the meek, the people who lived a life of humility and meekness, they will now continue to rejoice in Hashem. People who are humble always have a life of simcha. It's not noticeable, but they have inner simcha. But now when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed to the entire world, the Yasvu Anavim Hashem Simcha, the humble will increase in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Simcha, their appreciation, their joy in Hashem will increase. The Evyonei Adam, people that in Golus were Evyonim, were destitute, had nothing because of their emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their emunah, and that and they paid a heavy price for having faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but now they will reap their reward. Ve'evyonei Adam, the people that were poor, destitute, but they were tzaddikim, they will now rejoice. Bekadosh Yisrael Yogilu, they will rejoice in the Holy of Yisrael, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Chaf, ki afes aritz, because at this point in time, the aritz means the tyrant. The tyrants of the world, the wicked Rishonim of the world, zero, will turn into nothing. The Chololeitz and the Leitzanim, the people who are continuously mocking and diminishing anything that is choshev, important, they will cease to exist. The Nichrisun will be cut off, called Shokidei Oven. There are people in this world who are called Shokidei, a very scary term. They are eager. They wake up early in the morning to sin. They are shaked. They are zoris. There are people that you have a vayashkem Avraham aboiker zrizim lemitzvot. There are people that are zrizim shaked often. They are zrizim. They are very quick to do sin. These people will be cut off of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, one more pasuk to conclude this section. And Machtiei Adam Ba'adav. Now this continues. It's a little tricky, this pasuk. Machtiei Adam, even though it's a new pasuk, it continues from the previous pasuk, V'nichrusu. Pasuk is now about to describe three different types of individuals that will be cut off from this world at this point in time. So we already mentioned one. We mentioned the Shaitei Oven in the previous pasuk. Now we mention another three. The Machtiei Adam Ba'davar. Davar means words. People who slander, who speak Lashon Hara, they cause other people to be sinners. They announce to the world from their loudspeakers that so-and-so is a sinner, and it's sheker, it's a lie, it's not true. They also will be cut off, going back to the previous pasuk. Number two, V'lamochiach bashohar yikoshun, and those that give musar at the gate. Another type of person, it appears to be some repetition. Bashar means publicly. Publicly at the gate, they give rebuke. No, I made a mistake. Yikoshun means they cause the righteous to stumble. Let's just secretly review the Mitzudos David. Pasuk Chof Aleph. Pasuk Chof Aleph ulumoch v'lamochiach. Gam yikorsu. This expression also goes back to the previous pasuk where it says v'nichrusu. Gam yikorsu. Osam, those people, shahoyu machinim mokshe, would prepare a mokesh, stumbling block, For the tzaddikim that would rebuke and tell people to do the right thing, the place where the shoftim would sit. Also, yivamta hashara. So here means v'lamochiach bashar refers to a group of tzaddikim. There are people that are mochichim. The role of a shofet, of a navi, of a leader, is to give musar. And the leadership position is described with the word bashar in the gate. The leaders, they sit at the gate of the city and they give musar. And what do rishonim do? They plan. They come up with different ideas in that these people should stumble. Yikoshun, these mochichim that sit at the gate should stumble. They're wicked. They also will be cut off from the previous pasuk. And finally, the third category is there are wicked people that vayatu batohu tzaddik. Okay, tzaddik is either the righteous person. Vayatu means they cause them to falter. They cause them to collapse. Why? Batohu. They make up lies and bulbulim, and they claim that tzaddik is really a rasha, and society accepts their words. And before you turn around, the tzaddik has fallen. He no longer exists. So this category of people will also be cut off from the previous pasuk of v'nichrisu. So to review, it's a complicated pasuk. Pasuk of Aleph, there are three categories of rishahim, which are going to be cut off. We basically take the word v'nichrisu from the previous pasuk and we apply it to all three segments of pasuk Chaf Aleph. Who are the three different categories of wicked people that we discuss in pasuk Chaf Aleph? Number one, the machtiei adam badavar, people who cause others to be viewed as sinners with their words. Okay, it seems like these are whatever category that is. Number two, they all are very, very much related. Number two, are the v'lamochiach bashar yikoshun, the people that set traps for the leaders to stumble, the leaders who give musr at the gates. There are wicked people that cause them to stumble. And the third category of wicked people are those that cause the tzaddik to falter, to collapse with tohu, with claims of nonsense, which the Olam is a goylam. People don't know, they don't know right from wrong, they accept words of nonsense, and they listen, and the tzaddik suffers. All of these three categories of wicked people will be cut off, together with what it said in the Pasuk Chaf, the shokedei oven, the people that are quick to do sin. Okay, so we'll stop here.